Brilliant.
Hi, everybody. I'm Julian Wood. I'm a deputy head from a primary school in Sheffield. It's Wyburn Community Primary. It's an inner city school. I'm also known as Ideas Factory on Twitter. So, without further ado, I'm going to do something slightly different. So, hopefully, it might be a little bit more kind of get you thinking. Okay, here we go. So, we're going to have a short quiz. And the quiz is going to be to determine whether we are here, are kind of. I've got the kind of ability to answer the question and what the purpose of education is. So I'd like you to all get your kind of like, right, you know, you're out of your box thinking. So the first question is really, really an important one. How do you put a giraffe into a refrigerator? So 10 seconds thinking time, 10 seconds thinking time. Okay, shout out your answers. Freeze dried. Yeah, good. Made it out of Lego. Yeah, good one. Yeah. So, okay. Good answers. This is the answer. Just open the fridge and put the giraffe in. And this question tests whether you kind of you tend to do simple things in an overly complicated way. And also, I'd like to draw some parallels actually, because many of you have different answers to the question. What is the purpose of education? And I just think that we need to value all contributions. And like Kerry Facer said earlier in her presentation, that everybody's valuable, everybody's contribution is valid. And I would like to extend that to people who aren't in our community of interest, who aren't in education, who work in education. I think we need to get opinions from people who are outside of education because they're just as valid. Because I think that it will make the debate stronger if we embrace all perspectives. Okay, so let's start with this joined up thinking now. Next question. How do you put an elephant into a refrigerator? Come on then, what's the obvious thing? Take the giraffe out. Do you know, I think there's some people who've seen this before. You're right. Open the fridge. The wrong answer is obviously open the fridge and put the thing in. The right answer is open the refrigerator, take the giraffe out. Okay, this tests your ability to think through the repercussions of your actions. So, many of the purpose articles and blog posts, 500 words, talk about the future and also past experiences. And I feel strongly that as a reflective profession, we must learn from the mistakes that we've made in the past. I think a purpose for education has to be to prepare our children for a successful future. Okay. Next question. There it comes. Okay, so the Lion King is having a animal conference and all the animals attend except one. So, again, 10 seconds thinking time. Which animal, it didn't turn up? People, some people. Mike McSherry. The sloth. Why the sloth? A sloth, yeah. Oh. The elephant, because it's in the fridge, correct. I think there's some people who've seen this before. Yes, that's right. And this is because, and this question tests your memory. Oops, made a mistake there. That's right. Anyway, okay then. There's some clever people out there. There's some really clever people out there. Okay, let's go to the next question then. So, this basically, what I'm saying now is, obviously, some people have gotten questions right, but there's some questions that get it wrong, and I think that education is part of giving them opportunities to fail, and opportunities to have another go. So, here you go, I'll give you this one. So, there's a river you must cross, but it's inhabited by crocodiles. How do you get across? Good one, go find a bridge. Good question, good one. Yeah. Anybody else? No, nobody else? Okay. Well, basically, all the crocodiles are attending the animal conference. So you can just swim across. Yeah. I mean, basically, this tests from learning from your mistakes. And I think that in your 500 words, there was two things that stood out for me. And one was Ian Yorston's post about learning to fail, and also Tom Barrett as well said about his son's own education, that he said, I want the education he encounters to be brave enough to let him fail and to support him if he does. The purpose of education, I think, is to allow students to make mistakes. And I think that to try again and mould, and also to try again and to for them to mould their own learning. And I think that It's a journey for them, and I think that that journey shouldn't just be a reflection of the person that stood in front of them. Okay, so finally, I'd just like to say before you go any further that just to kind of, you know, make you feel a bit better, that the survey, 90% of educators got these questions wrong, but in actual fact they did the same test with infant children and they actually got the majority of them right. And I'd just like to say that you know, it disproves the theory that most educators have the brains of six-year-olds. But anyway, so I think, you know, sometimes it's easy to forget to put ourselves in the role as the learner when talking about education. And I think the purpose of education, you know, I want us to remember this that I'm going to end with, and it is that, you know, we're worried about what a child will become tomorrow. Yet sometimes we forget that they're already somebody today. Thank you very much. Oh, thank you.